Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es gesubes, Perik Yud Aleph Mishnah Dalid. Almonash is a ksubasa mesayim. We have an almonash, she had a ksub of 200 zuz, that's the din of a woman that was not married before, an isha psula that gets married. Umachra, she sold from the karka of her husband to collect her ksuba, but she sold shavamona, karka that really would have been worth, its fair market value would have been 100 zuz. She got a great deal. She sold it b'mesayim for 200. She asked for double the price and she got it. Or the other way around. She took a karka that was worth 200 zuz and she sold it b'mona for half the price. Zakta the Mishnah, in both cases, it is as if niskabla ksubasa her ksuba has been paid up. She accepted her ksuba. Now, in the first case, of course, her position would be, look, I sold a karka that was worth 100 for 200. So I'm a good business person. Or someone did me a favor, whatever the case may be. Really, I only collected 100. I just got a bonus of another 100. We say, no. You got 200. And that's how much you're supposed to get. Stamazon. Forget a ksuba. Let's say I send you as a shliach to the marketplace. And I give you money to purchase chayr. And you buy it for a cheaper price. You can't keep the rest of the money. So the almana, for all practical purposes, she's a shliach of the yarshim to sell their nechasim to pay up her ksuba. So if she was able to sell it for a great price, that's the gain of the yarshim, of the ones she represents. So it's as if you accepted your 200 zuz. Okay, Lamai says she got her 200 zuz. Now in the second case, where she sells a field that should have been worth 200 and she sold it for half the price, she sold it for 100. Yisayim can say, listen, you did this to yourself. If you would have sold it according to its real value, you would have gotten your 200 zuz. So our position is you sold a 200 zuz property. You only got 100? That should be your problem. Weiter sagt der Mishnah Almana, an Almana, that hoysa ksubasa mon. Her ksuba was for 100. She was not a psula when she got married, and therefore she gets 100. Umachra, she sold property that was shava mon of the dinner, that was actually worth 101 zuz, and she sold it the mona for 100. Zakta Mishnah, in this case, michra batal, the whole sale is null and void. It's not a sale. Whoever bought this is going to have to give it back, take back your money and give it back. The reason the sale becomes batal is she sold more than she was supposed to. She had a right to sell the Yarshim's property in order to collect her ksuba, but she sold for more than that. Even though it was only a dinner over. But once she goes over the mana, the sale is batal. Well, why can't we say that only the part of the dinner is batal, but up till the mana it's good? No, because she sold it at one time, it becomes an illegal sale. She sold more than she had a right to sell, and the whole sale is withdrawn. And what if she says, okay, I'll return that extra dinner? Even if she says, achzir, I'll return dinner, that extra dinner, liyarshim to the yarshim, because taka, I had no right to sell a mana and a dinner worth of property. I only had a right to sell a mana. We still say michra batal. The whole sale is still considered an illegal sale. You can't break it up. Part legal, part not legal. Vayter zakt mishnah, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel argues and he says, li oilam, even if she sold a mana and a dinner, michra kayim, just return the extra dinner. Is there ever a time that even Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holds that her mecha would be bottled because she sold too much? And the answer is yes. We are concerned with, after her sale, what are the yarshim left with? We want them to be left with at least enough land that it's considered a field or a garden. Now let's say, had she sold exactly a mana, they would have been left with enough land that it's considered a field. We'll soon see how much that is. Or enough garden that it's considered a garden. Now that she sold a mana plus, they're not left with enough land for it to be considered a field. Then the mechira is batal. But let's say, even if she sold exactly a mana, what she was entitled to sell, they still wouldn't have been left with enough of the field. So by her selling extra, she didn't really take away the minimum share of a field that would have been left with, then the mecher is kaim. She should just give back the extra. Let's see the words inside. Once again, the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, the oila michra kaim. No, the mecher is kaim. She sold more than she was supposed to, because I give back the extra. Ad shetehesham kedei shetishtayr. Unless there would have been enough property over here had she sold only what she was supposed to. What would have been left over would have been the minimum amount that it's enough to be a field or a garden. How much is that? Basode bas tishe kav. In the case of a field, an area of 9 kav. We'll soon explain what that means, Bez Hashem. Ubagina, in the case of a garden, bas chotzi kav. An area of a half a kav. Ukadivi Rabbi Akiva beis roiv. According to Rabbi Akiva, the size of a garden is not half of a kav, it's half of a half, a quarter of a kav. Okay. These are all shiurim as to what's the minimum amount of land to be considered a field or a garden. That's practical to say I keep this as a field. But basically, again, what's Rav Shimon ben Gamliel saying? The fact that she sold extra should not be mevatel the mekach. Let her return the extra. Unless that because she sold the extra, that's why they don't have a minimum amount of field. But if they wouldn't have had a minimum amount of field anyway, even if she would have sold the mana, what she was supposed to sell, it doesn't make a difference that she sold extra. Just give them back the extra. Now, let's take a closer look at these shiurim over here. So the shiur of the minimum amount of a field would be bas tisha kavim. Now, a kav is a measurement in weight. So what does this mean? How do you measure a field in weight? You don't weigh the field. And the answer is, when we say a kav, we mean an area in the field that would be enough to plant a kav of zeraim. What area of a field do I need to be able to plant a kav that's going to produce a kav? You really want to know? 416 2/3 square amos. That's how large of a field I would need to be able to plant one kav. It'll produce a kav. So the minimum field is bas tisha kav, enough to be able to produce 9 kav. And that would be about 3,750 square amos. 75 to the length, 50 to the width. By a garden, much less. The shear of a garden for vegetables is a half a cap. That would be 208.3 square amos. According to Rabbi Akiva, shear of a garden is half of that, 104.6. Square amos. Beis roiva. Enough to produce a quarter of a cow. But again, whatever the shear is, that it's a minimum field or a minimum garden, this is what we're looking at. Because if by the almana selling more than that, what's left for the yarshim is less than this shear, they can say, no, no, no. We want this sale to become batel. But if they wouldn't have had it anyway, if she would have sold the money that she has a right to sell, they would have anyway been left with less than that. Then the din is her mecher is kayin. And as far as the money in the sale, it doesn't go to her because it's over the money that she returns. Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Neusak Suba sa arba meyois zuz, if her Suba was 400 zuz, umachar, and she sold from the nechasim of her husband to four different people to collect her 400 zuz that she's entitled to. Lezebemon or Lezebemon? So what the Mishnah means over here is she sold a mana worth to one person, another mana to another person, and another mana to another person. Okay, she has one more mana to go. She's entitled to 400. Vila Achren, to the last one, she sold Yafa mana the dinner b'mon. She sold the kaka that was really worth a mana and a dinner for a mana. Zak the Mishnah. Shel Achren, the last sale, bottle becomes bottle. But v'shel kulon, as far as the other three are concerned, michron kayim, that sale stays. So here we're applying the halacha that we learned earlier. She sold too much, the mecher is bottle. But in regard to the first three sales, that was still within her amount that she could sell. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah. We're talking about an almana who sold her husband's property, but the numbers are wrong. We have an almana that sold a property of 100 zuz for 200 zuz. And that's how much her ksuba was, 200 zuz. Or she sold a property that was worth 200 for 100. In both cases, we say to her, I'm sorry, your ksuba has been paid. In the case of where she sold it for 200, she can't say, well, really, it was only worth 100. I just got a good deal, so I should be able to sell another 100. No, no, you got your 200. You're a shliach of the yarshim. If I make a shliach to sell something for me and he gets a very good price, he can't keep the extra. And if you sold something which is really worth 200 for 100, the assignment don't have to suffer for that. By the way, the Bat Tanura says that din, that if I send the shliach to sell something for me, and he sells it for a much higher price, that's only if there's no set price, like karka. But if I was sent to buy something that has a clear set price, and he buys it for less, then, says the Bat Tanura, the owner of the money and the shliach split the profit. Okay, second case of the Mishnah. She had a ksuba that was worth 100 zuz. She sold the property for 101 zuz. She had no right to do. You're selling more than you're supposed to. The mecher is batel. She's owed only 100 zuz. She had no right to sell property worth more than that. She's going to say, okay, I'll return the extra zuz to the yarshim. No, the mecher is batel. Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees. Shimon ben Gamliel says, she returns the extra dinner. What's the problem? Unless because she sold the extra, the Yesaimim are left with an area that is minus the normal amount for the minimum field. In other words, the Yesaimim say, had you sold what you were supposed to, we would have been left with something which is called a field. Now that you sold more, we're left with land that is not even called a field. You can't plant enough over there, it should be called a field. Or a garden, you can't plant enough there, it should be called a garden. Then even according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, she can't say, well, I'm giving you back the extra. No. Then the whole sale is bottled. But if because she sold extra, that does not result in the Yarshim having less than a minimum field, says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the sale is good, but she has to return the extra that she had no right to sell. What's the minimum amount? By a field, it's bas tisha kavim. To be able to produce 9 kavim, that area. By a garden, it's a half a kav, according to Rabbi Akiva, a quarter of a kav. Then we had a third halach in the Mishnah. Let's say her ksuba was for 400 zuz. She sells to one person 100, another person 100, another person 100. She has a right to sell one more 100, but she sold 101. So the last sale is bottled. But the other 3 are still good.